Welcome to the Radio del IBEX. My name is Julia. I'm here with Gonzalo, Jimena and Sara. We are going to tell you about how St. Patrick is.
St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, although was actually born in England. As yours, we take prisoner by the Irish and held in captivity there for 6 years.
During that time, he became a Christian. It is said that he heard God's voice, which helped him escape captivity, and that later he had visions of an angel who told him to return to Ireland as a missionary.
It is when the leaves that Patrick was the one who introduced Christianity to Ireland. It is also believed that he died to March 17, which is how St. Patrick.
Hello, now my group is going to tell you some fun facts. Daniela, did you know that St. Patrick wasn't Irish? He was born in Britain.
No, but it's very interesting. Fair. Mariana, do you know that the first feast of St. Patrick's began in the 17th century in 1631?
Wow, it's interesting. Eva, did you know that in St. Patrick's Day we eat Irish soda bread?
No, I didn't know. Delicious. Diego, do you know St. Patrick's real name?
No, I don't.
His real name is Manuel Insúcar.
Wow, I didn't know that. Mar, did you know that St. Patrick probably didn't drive the snakes out of Ireland?
No, I didn't know.
Scientists say that in Ireland it was probably too cold for snakes to live in it.
Wow.
And now some fun for St. Patrick's Day. We're going to say some fun jokes. I'm here with Jorge, Vera, Irene, and I am Marco. Why do so many leprechauns love to garden?
I don't know.
Because they have green thumbs.
Why should you never iron a four-leaf clover?
I don't know.
You don't want to press your luck.
What kind of potato is not from Ireland?
I don't know.
A French fry.
What kind of boat can be tied?
I don't know.
A rainbow.
Thank you. Now you are going to listen to a crazy story.
We hope you like our jokes.
We have a crazy St. Patrick's Day Mad Lib. I'm here with Hugo, Sara, Sofia, Javier, and myself, Nola.
There once was a leprechaun named Vecna. He lived in a green land called Paris. One day he was running in Trouville when she saw a rainbow in the sky.
Oh boy, he said. I bet that rainbow leads to a cold pot of cupcakes. So he gingerly jumped to see what was at the end of the rainbow.
Along the way, he came across white clover patch. The clover patch was so red, he needed to have a lot of luck to cross it. So he picked 6 born clover.
He carefully jumped and sing over and under clovers and soon he made it out the other side. He could see the end of the rainbow just up ahead.
He ran over to it and was surprised to see the red pot filled with ugly cats. My favorite, he said, and then took them all home to share with his friend Frederick. The end.
Well, that's all for today. We hope you enjoyed our St. Patrick's Day podcast, and thank you for listening.